TTF 256 TTF 256 TTF 256 TTF 256. Welcome to Throw the Flag on 256today.com. I am here with Matthew Hankins. How are you?
Sleepy. I'm very sleepy.
You did some wrestling this weekend, huh?
Ooh, buddy Ro, it was our big holiday weekend here in the old Wrestleverse, and boy, are my arms tired.
To new listeners, you are in Atlanta, and you also run your own promotion. You run two promotions. You have two kids.
And also perform at various other ones throughout the state.
You're producing a very sexy update to Cold Dog Soup.
I am doing that.
Our other podcast. You have a day job.
I do. My boss literally just pinged me on Teams right now.
Oh, man.
It is 7 p.m. Mm-mm. 7 p.m. in the East.
Well, let's kind of jump right into it. I've got a couple quick things for you before we kind of get into the...
Oh, look at Frankie Format over here. Meet. My God, we used to be so loosey-goosey. Now, Mr. Business. Oh, we're on the up now. We got to be Mr. Business here. Tony Mac said, you guys got to tighten it up. You got to tighten it up. You better tighten it up.
This is how every episode goes. Number one. I read a paragraph in a one of those daily college football update emails from other sporting news aggregate sites, and I naturally thought of you because every year this happens, and every year you say it's absolute bull poop, and. Mm-hmm. You don't understand why they say it every year. Back for one more ride at UCLA. The Bruins will be an intriguing team to watch this fall. Thanks.
They will not. They will not. Why do we keep falling in? Kirk Herbstreit fell in this trap last year. And that dude has paid a gazillion dollars to know what he's talking about. He's the dean of college. Like, he's that dude. And he's like, game number two. He's like, I told everybody better watch out for UCLA. They probably went on to lose every game after that.
Thanks in large part.
Remember that year they beat Texas A&M?
That one time.
And we're like, oh!
It is ridiculous. The I'm looking up their results by year, but thanks in large part to QB Dorian Thompson-Robinson's decision to return from school.
I hope he sees his own portrait.
I'm not gonna.
Sorry, I'm very tired. Vero, of this.
That's a real.
Very tired. Very tired. It would have been better if I got it out faster and could do a follow-up.
It's true. It's true. Okay, so...
But it's a minor character from the Cub. I don't know even. Is that DC or Marvel?
I believe it's the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
It's the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I don't know what nerd... I do know what nerd thing that came mm-hmm. from, but that was before comic book movies were accepted and we had to steal away in the night to watch them.
So you and...
And they cost $17 to make.
This is going to be a long episode. You and I watch and follow college football pretty closely, correct?
Yes.
You probably know a lot more about Pac-12 football than I do because I tip because I will call it I will call it a night on a Saturday before you do. So you're
oh, I'm gonna watch a little yeah. Pac-12 after dark. Yeah. I'm gonna dip a toe in that.
So water. It has been 2014, which it's easy to forget, that is 8 years ago, since UCLA won 10 games. So their last
10 games in the Pac-12.
Yeah. So eight.
There's two schools in Arizona they get to play.
8-4, 3-4, 4-8, 3-9, 6-7, 4-8, 8-5, and then a 10-3 in 2014. So, and yes, the answer to your next question, Hankins, is Chip Kelly is still the coach.
Yeah, bullshit. No way. No way that no. That's
or he was last year. Let me check the
yeah, I think you need to figure that out because that can't be true.
Let me check the coaching carousel here.
Jim Mora surely is back for round two Run it back, Jim. Playoffs? What's that? Playoffs?
Oh my gosh. 2021. Nope. Still the coach, Chip Kelly. I might be tired too because I could have just clicked on Chip Kelly's name. And it probably would have told. Anyway, also, how is this still a thing? Andre Pujols is still playing baseball.
That's not his name. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Andrew. Albert. Nope. Albert Pujols. Andre Pujols. Oh, God, I can't say
it. So I'm going to give a quick anecdote. That's not right. Antidote. Nope. Nope. Story. So I was very sick last week. Just really got a stomach bug or something. It really got me down. I was sick. And so, and we are not going to talk about this. I promise you. I will not let him start talking about it. I'm not going to start talking about it. I'm just going to use it as a frame of reference. But I woke up from this, what I thought was a fever dream. And I was getting a bunch of text about an incident at the Oscars. And I looked at my TV and on the ESPN crawl, it said, Albert Pujols signs with the Cardinals. I said, I died. Guys, I'm dead. Because there's no way that any of these things I'm seeing are true right now.
Well, in addition to that, Frank Gore is fine.
Uh-oh, no. Allergies have gotten him.
Frank Gore is retiring on a one-day contract with the 49ers and is the third highest rusher in the NFL, 16,000 yards.
And I'm confident he could have broken the record had he just stayed for another 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he did stick around for 16 years. So, I mean, and he's probably going to work at the front office with the Niners. But, yeah, kind of crazy to think that, like, Frank Gore, his son was in the pros, I think. Wasn't Frank Gore Jr.?
I think he's currently in the pros.
Yeah. And Andre Pujols, I'm sure his how do I get these things so wrong? Finally, before we get to the big stories, Arch Manning has apparently Saturday Down South is narrowing it down for him using context clues to Alabama, Texas, Georgia. Texas and Georgia being in the lead, but of course anybody could get a surprise commitment.
Oh, so you telling me that a hot quarterback prospect might go to Alabama, Georgia, or Texas?
Alabama.
That's what you're telling me.
Alabama, Alabama Junior, or Alabama Junior. Alabama or two schools coached by former Alabama coordinators.
Also, every other hot prospect in the country might go to Alabama. Did he narrow that list down from Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Florida, USC, and UCLA, obviously.
Of course.
You better watch out.
It's like the very first comment we got on our very first column for 256today.com. Well, they got to think of something.
It's something. It's the offer. You know, so speaking of Arch Manning, I got hit with a back-to-back blast of, like, scrolling through Twitter, which I think I'm taking a break. You people. Guys, you're awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I get hit with Arch Manning's coming to Tuscaloosa. It's done deal. And I think that was, like, either A, it was just a reaction of him having his visit, or it was an April Fool's thing. And then I'm on the way home from a long day of wrestle match. I'm watching WrestleMania Night 1 on my phone.
It was two nights.
It's almost midnight on a Saturday night. I'm driving home.
Almost midnight on a Saturday
night. I'm driving home and Stone Cold's gonna fight. It's the first time in 19 years a rattlesnake laced his boots. First time in 19 years.
Wow.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to have a match. They're about to ring the bell, and my mother calls me.
Come on, at midnight?
Again. It's almost midnight on a Saturday night, so
gotta be an emergency.
I'm very scared. Yeah. I pick up the phone. Hello. Hey, what are you doing? I'm driving home, Mama. What's going on? Is Bryce Young really going into transfer portal? I said, what? I keep seeing it, and they said it's an April Fool's joke, but they ain't reporting it as... I said, Mama, I have not seen this, but I can tell you, sight unseen, I would have known if Bryce Young was going in the transfer
portal. And if he,
I was just on the radio a few hours ago. I would have known.
Yeah, this. We would have heard about it.
So please, the rattlesnake is about to fight. Will you please let me watch wrestling? Thank you.
Good God. So I guess, you know, we can work on, we can move on to, I guess, what everybody was, is talking about. This is being recorded before the basketball championship game happens. So I guess we can really just talk about Duke and North Carolina, huh?
That's all. I mean, that was the championship.
Yeah.
That was it, which we started down this path before we cut the microphones on. And I said, wait, we're doing a sports talk show.
Yeah.
Let's maybe talk about that when the microphones are on. And I, were you joking when you said underreported?
No. I
think it was. I agree. Like, I think that when the matchup got set, when both the teams won, we're like, oh my God, we're going to be inundated.
Yeah.
And then the NFL had transactions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trades happened. All that stuff goes on. The thing at the Oscars. Like, just a bunch of stuff trickles down. And you're like, oh, no. College basketball really is way down the pecking order. It's kind of like a really smart podcast I saw. They put up an article that said, it just means less. And it does. Because, like, here it is. Like, to the point where...
And this is in the South. Like, this is technically in the South. These are two North Carolina
schools. And I'm still not sure. I think... I've narrowed it down to the fact that Duke and Carolina had never played in the tournament. Is that true? Because I kept hearing like caveat stats, and I would hear someone say they'd never
played. Oh, you meant together. I'm sorry. I thought you were being sarcastic.
Yeah, no, never played each other in the tournament.
Probably not.
Is that a true statement? Probably not. Yeah. We would have been beaten over the head with that fact.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the first time they had played each other in the tournament ever. Mm-hmm. Or the first time they'd ever played in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Either way, big to-dos. But no, I felt like it did not get reported. A guy came to wrestling in the back, and he's wearing a Tar Heel shirt. And I said, what time do y'all play tonight? I don't know, like 9 or something.
Yeah, even he doesn't know. Dude, you're in the Final Four. And like, even if it wasn't Krzyzewski's last game. Like, that's...
Still Duke Carolina.
Yeah.
Still Duke Carolina.
And so, I mean, if you're Carolina and you lose tonight... Again, this is being recorded before the Arizona-North Carolina game. Or Kansas? Arizona? Who's it?
Kansas. The Rock Chop Jaycock. Okay.
Win or lose, if you're Carolina, you're like, man, that's fine. There'll be other Final Four. There'll be other championships. And we beat Coach K in his last game.
Twice! You beat him in both last games.
In his home court and in the championship.
And in real life. In the tournament. Like, there is nothing. Like, they stormed an empty court.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. In Chapel Hill.
You know what? Normally, Shawnee, I am always the... arch chancellor of against court storming. And yes, it's embarrassing, but my God, I'm going to allow them this for one reason and one reason only. I have been to watch a sporting event at Duke and it has scarred me for life. There are no worse people on this planet than the student body of Duke University. And I'm including Al-Qaeda, Russia, all of them. I've never wanted to choke so many people. Just the worst of the absolute worst. And the, you know, the starch difference between
why,
the people that would go to Duke and the people in North Carolina.
Why is this? Is it because are they snobs?
Oh, they're snobby. They're fucking dorks.
Are they wearing those sweaters like over their backs with the sleeves tied?
So many.
How is that a
tennis
thing?
Racket.
Oh, come on.
That's a good look. It's a good look if you know what you're doing. But yeah, they were just like, and you know, of course, I was there to see Alabama play football, so they're already looking down their noses at us like a bunch of slack jawed yokels. I'm like, bitch, y'all live in Carolina. Don't get it twisted.
You got Michael Jordan, Petey Pablo.
End of the list. NASCAR. You're the home of NASCAR.
And Cam Newton when he said that bad thing about that lady. not being able to read routes.
The Queen City has the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Get off your shit, Carolina.
I think that's the name of this episode.
But yeah, the fact that those cats get to live in that forever. Now, I did hear like a national show being like, oh man, I think if Carolina loses tonight, people are going to be like really disappointed, and they're going to look back and say, Hubie Brown's got to get his team back. He can't just be one and done. No, Hubie Brown will live forever in North Carolina lore.
Oh, yeah.
He beat Krzyzewski. And like all the weird number symmetry, like Krzyzewski ended up 50-50 versus Carolina.
That's so crazy.
As far as I'm concerned, mediocre. I take the championship's gone.
Yeah.
Mediocre against Carolina.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and...
They should have fired him after he lost the home game.
Why do you think he never went to the pros? Because, I mean, he was given that, like, $10 million offer when it meant something from the Lakers years ago.
I think Krzyzewski knew his shtick would not work with millionaires.
I mean,
it just wouldn't work.
It's the same reason why Saban came back.
Yeah, that pound the floor, ho-hum bullshit ain't going to cut it. I mean, he's a mean, old, surly bastard, and it's just not going to cut it. And, like, you know, the game he coaches is very different from the NBA game.
Sure.
If you compare the two schools and you look at transitions to the pros, there's a lot more great Carolina pros than there are Duke pros, because that's just not how he's a great college coach, and I'm not saying that as a knock. It's just that's where his specialty is, and it was smart. Like, he did very well with USA basketball because that's a different beast.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
You know, it's a completely different thing. But it'd be, and also, don't nobody want to be around Coach K for 82 weeks out of a year.
Oh my God.
Or 82 games, I should say. That sounded very dumb.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
but 82 games. Don't nobody want to be around
Coach K? It probably feels like 82 weeks. Games.
Absolutely.
was Coach K the dream team in 92, or was that Chuck Person?
Shiny, you are as tired as I am. Chuck Person, the rifleman, Auburn.
Not Tiger. Chuck Person, Chuck Finley.
Chuck Daly. Chuck Finley.
Chuck Finley.
Pitcher. Who is California
Angels. He was the Indiana Pacers coach.
Chuck Daly.
Chuck Daly.
Detroit Pistons coach.
Can't believe you're making me pull up Wikipedia. There's no way.
I just told you it's Chuck Daly. No, I'm telling you.
There's no way. Dream team coach. I am this. There's no way old Andre Pujols Sean is this wrong about. Okay, Chuck Daly. Yep, that's the face I was thinking of.
Coaching the bad boy Pistons. Come a bad.
But life is but so like, stupid. Yeah. Oh, okay. So Chuck Daly, head coach, PJ Krzyzewski, and Lenny Wilkins were assistant coaches. That's a serious dream team coaching staff.
And everything. It had everything. I mean, that's how Christian Laettner got on the team instead of, what was that guy's name? Oh, man. Did he ever go Scotty into Pippen? Anything? Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah. Shaquille O'Neal. That's right. Is that the one that got kept off the team by MJ that we learned about in The Last Dance?
Oh, man. I cannot remember. No, that was Isaiah Thomas.
That's right.
It was Zeke. Yeah. They took one college player, and it was Christian Laettner, and they did not take Shaq.
God.
I guess he was Shaqed and a fool. Hey-o. But, yeah, like, I knew that game was happening. I did, in fact, have WrestleMania on my phone, but not connected to the Bluetooth in my car, so I could listen to Carolina and Duke.
Oh yeah,
on the way home.
Good
so
call.
I multitasked, so I was aware of it. But I would not have mentioned it again if Duke had won, and I would have no interest in watching this ball game tonight.
Oh yeah,
even as it was. I didn't think about the game coming on tonight until someone texted me, why is this game coming on so late? Like, that's the
And Stone Cold's wrestling at 1 a.m.? Good Lord.
But that gets us to the larger point, Shawnee, I believe. Unless you've got something, I think we've got a great transition point.
Please.
The thing I wrote about this go-round was those title runs of the UNA Lions. And it was really more of a backdrop to say this. That whole thing is about the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was a kid. And it was a small school, so it wasn't a lot, like there was a lot of build-up and sports analysis around. It's just the game. Why did we stop liking the games? Like, what happened to us?
I don't know, man. I really, like...
As a person who hates the games yourself,
yeah.
Why do you hate the games so much?
You know what's crazy? I think I can kind of pinpoint when I stopped, and it was that 2003... No, wait, what was the... No, 2000, we went 3-8.
Yeah, yes.
With DeBose.
We were number three preseason.
And yeah. I just remember we were playing Arkansas, and up until that Arkansas game, I think I'd watched every single Alabama game since, like, 1989. Like, if it was on TV, I was watching it, and if it was on the radio, I listened to it. And... that game, I just remember, I was a senior in high school, and junior in high school. I just decided to go to Books a Million and walk around because my friend worked there, and I could, like, hang out with him while he worked. And I knew that there were, like, little TVs in different sections, and so I knew that that game would be on, so I could check in and stuff, but didn't care. And then, like, I knew how it felt, you know, after that. Just the crippling losses, and then, you know, yeah, I think that's when.
Man, I still, like, I don't watch, used to, when I was a kid, I watched every game. And I don't mean just the teams I liked. I meant,
yeah,
if there was a game on, I would watch
it. Shit, like, I mean, you do that now.
I still do it a lot more than a lot of people do, mm-hmm. because I still love the game above everything else. I don't care about the reaction as much unless it's crazy and wild.
Yeah.
Like, no, the game is the thing. Like, I have never once and will never go to a tailgate because I don't care.
Oh.
I'm here to see the game.
Man.
Like, the game's the thing. And it just, and I think that's where a lot of the just bad sports culture comes from is we drop the idea of the game being important. The fact that we're like, oh man, the games don't matter anymore. Like, they still matter. Regular season games didn't just stop mattering. They didn't change. We did.
Sure.
And I don't know why. I think it's dumb. And they cost more than ever. Like, or they're worth more than ever.
Yeah.
Like, the games to the TV networks are more valuable than they ever were. And we just decided, like, meh, I ain't watching it.
For, you're talking college football specifically.
Talking anything, every sport.
Yeah.
There's every sport. We just kind of, college football is the last one to hang on, you know, for us. You know, I still, if I'm here on a Saturday all day, I'm watching games all day. There's no getting around
yeah.
it. But, I mean, a lot of people aren't.
Well, I mean, you know, the, yeah, and I'm definitely one of those other people. And it definitely, you know, I'm still not learning my lesson, even though I've been bitten by it, because, I mean, I can point to, 3 years ago when the Nats won the World Series?
Yeah.
You know, we were, I follow the Washington Nationals, and I forget we were, like, 19-47 at one point. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm not watching any more games. I'll check the score, like, every night or the next morning, and... You know, I'll check the standings and follow the team, but I'm gonna just stop watching these games. It's not even worth it to me to have them on it anymore. And then, you know,
that's the thing, we rob ourselves, because then you got to jump back in. And if you are a person who is emotionally touched by sports, you feel guilty because you're like, oh man, I'm a bandwagon guy. I don't want to be.
I hate it. And you know, that's why I didn't really celebrate the World Series.
I was the same way with the Braves, and I have the Braves on.
Yeah.
They're just on.
Yeah.
You know, check in. I've got 9 TVs, so I can spare some space.
Sure.
For my old pal, Freddie Freeman. Rest in peace.
Yeah, all right.
I can have that on, but I'm not deep in there with it. And then when the playoffs come around, which the Braves are a sort of a different beast for me. It's like Alabama basketball. I'm not falling for this trick again.
Yeah.
You've hurt me too many times, Braves.
Yeah.
But... am I going to watch the Phillies play the Mets? Not a chance in shit.
No, no.
And I hate it because game. I love the game.
And I think it's, you know, a lot of it is the fact that there's just so much more out there now. I mean, I remember when I was a kid and we would visit my grandma in New Jersey, and there would literally be like 4 or 5 channels. And one of them was WGN. So I just watched, like, or, you know,
The Coast.
Or whatever.
Are you, oh, man. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Not MSN. MSN.
It was whatever the Yes Network is called now.
Yes.
And so I would just, I would see Bobby Bonilla, like, you know, like five times a week on TV because, you know, he'd be playing the Phillies, you know.
Yeah.
But
I hate Tim McCarver to this day because of that, because I would just be excited that there was some baseball on CBS on a Saturday afternoon. Like, I don't care who's playing. Yeah, I'm going to watch Chris Sabo and Barry Larkin take on Oral Hershiser.
Yeah,
I want to watch this dude.
And a lot of it was because we had, like, RBI baseball or baseball, whatever the game was called, where, like, Jesse Orosco and, like, you know, you play these players on video games and, you know, you want to see them in real life.
Burt Blyleven's still my favorite pitcher of all time.
That sidearm.
Yeah, love Burt Blyleven.
but
it hurts me. I wish I could. And, you know, part of it is you're a kid and being a kid.
Yeah.
Is a different of beast course. And all the stuff. But, like, man, the game is where sports lives. That's where it is. We got to get out of this other shit because we wind up just, we got nine screens going and the game's on one of them. We're not really paying attention. We're scrolling through Twitter. We're doing all the stuff. And I don't want to sound like an old man shaking my fist at a cloud. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with any of those things. I'm not on a high horse. But what I am saying is we miss out on that thing that makes you cry. We miss out on that thing that makes you joyous because we are fucking around with all this other technology. If you want to tweet during commercial or whatever, go do it. After the game, sure. But man, you got to watch the game because the game is where it is. The other thing is go to the games.
Yeah, that's I don't know if I'll ever go back to that.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the games that I went to see the Hawks play. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Hawks fan. I wanted to see Trey. I had free tickets.
Yeah.
The Hawks and Bulls, I think we talked about it. But, like, after going to that game, I certainly did go look for what Hawks season tickets cost.
Yeah. I mean,
they're not cheap, but I'm like, I could buy some packages because this was fun.
Yeah, man.
Like, I had the game, and I didn't have my phone, and I didn't have to worry about anything else. Also, I just had basketball in front of me.
Yeah.
And the only entertainment I had was the fun Hawk doing silly stunts and, like, all right, this is a great distraction. And the game seems so much shorter.
It really does.
When it's right front of you. Oh, my God. It was wonderful.
The commercials always, you know, they seem to go by a lot quicker when you're
not
watching.
It's the exact same amount of time, but I don't know what it is. But just that's what made me, the time is about 30 years for those UNA things. But I just remembered, again, for each of those games, I had not, for UNA, I had not watched a single game that year live. I had not been to Brawley Stadium to see UNA until those championship games. I saw three UNA games in the course of 3 years that were all national championship games. Did not affect me one bit. I was in like Flynn. I'm here for it. I'd listen on the radio, do this or that, but, like, had not been in the stadium. To this day, that's one of the few. Shit. Other than church, I think that may be the only place I'd ever ridden in a car with my grandfather to was to Brawley Stadium to watch those games in the bitter, bitter cold. So, it was always so cold.
So when and what and where? Tell us what these games are.
So what was it? 93, 94, 95. So again, and this is particular to me because my God, does it shape my young sports life.
Yeah.
Alabama, 92.
And so you're what, like 12?
Colbert County win. My high school wins in 93. I'm 11, 12 years old. And here these ragtag. And one of the stars of that team was like probably the first football player I was cognizant of. Kenyatta Jones was the running back for the Colbert County Indians when I was 8. So, like, he's probably the first dude who's I ever pretended to be playing football.
Yeah.
Kenyatta! And so he goes off and he comes back to UNA. And it just so happens that the Division II championship game is always in Florence. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. That's just where the game was. And UNA goes 3 years in a row. And Bobby Wallace has got this team going. Ronald McKinnon's up for, oh, man, I used to know the tipper. whatever, like they're the Division II Heisman.
Uh-huh.
And I think McKinnon went on to be a Commander. I think he got drafted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did, yeah, I think you're right.
Rush, the running back name was, running back's name was something Rush, Tyrone Rush, maybe. And again, might have started my love of white fullbacks. Yeah. Brian Satterfield, just 6 yards at a clip up the middle. Like, my fascination with running the damn ball comes from those UNA teams.
Yeah, sure.
Just run it on their ass. Who cares? They can't stop you. Run it on the Pitt State Gorillas. I don't know why Indiana has a university in Pennsylvania. I don't care. They're here in Florence trying to take from us. This must stop. But it was so cold. And at the third quarter, like clockwork, it would be cold. UNA would be losing. My grandfather would say, "Donut, I'm going to the car." And he'd leave me in the stadium alone. This is wonderful. I'm just watching football with a bunch of dudes.
So I think the news here is that your pet name, your nickname was Donut?
Absolutely.
That's adorable.
Absolutely.
Also, are you drinking a Pepsi Nitro? What?
I'm drinking a Crown Royal Whiskey and Cola from the good people at Crown Royal Whiskey and Cola.
Oh, nice. Not a sponsor.
Mm-mm.
Man. Well, I think, you know, I think you've whetted our appetite for what you're going to put together for that experience over those 3 years. Because, you know, you're right.
Yeah, put the damn bratwurst out of your mouth and go in the stadium. They got hot dogs in there.
They do have hot dogs.
And don't leave early either. Watch, I'm going to tell one more story.
Please.
And look, listen, guys. I'm not going to mention what sport it is because I know how y'all are. I'm just going to say it was a sporting event.
Oh, boy.
I was at a sporting event. And at the sporting event, my team's losing 3-1 with 15 minutes left to play. They're playing like absolute garbage.
How long is the full game in a sport like this?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how long it is or how the clock never stops or how the thing that made me decide to leave was one of the players got shown a red card. Don't worry about it.
Sleep-deprived Hankins is hilarious.
But I'm in the stadium and I'm thinking about leaving. It's been a long day, been a long weekend. I'd like to get home. I think there was something I had to do that night. I don't want to go because the fan in me says, stick it out. You stay here for the victories. You got to stay here for the losses.
Sure.
And my doe-eyed 7-year-old son looks up at me when that red card showed. He says, let's just go. I'm like, I said, all right. I said, because he is known for
you gotta listen
not
to the
being
kid
emotionally. Up. He's not emotionally invested sometimes. He watches the game. He plays the game. So he's not, he doesn't know that sports can hurt him. And in the moment where I saw sports hurt him, I said, you know what? I got to get in there.
Sure.
So we leave. And by the time we get to the car, I hear the stadium explode. I said, I don't know what just happened, but the stadium just exploded, so we must have scored, but that still puts us down one. Damn it all. We get in the car. I get the game on the radio. Yes, we have indeed just scored. And yes, it was an incredible goal. Son of a bee sting. I hate we missed that. It's this guy's first goal. Oh, well, tough shit. On the way home, we get on the interstate. Free kick, bang, 30-yard in for a draw. Sometimes a draw feels like a win. I'm like, son of a bitch, I was right there. I was 20 minutes away from drinking this in myself. But no, I wanted to get out here and get in traffic like a dipshit. Stay at the game. Go to the game. Eat the hot dogs.
Throw the flag. 256today.com.